I don't have this today's free press. They're welcome to send it to me as an important member of the media, but that's up to them. But I have a copy of it, a picture of it sent by my good friend Tony Michaels, the Wizard of Oz and Ooz, with the Ford fireworks and all the other great things that he makes happen. But he's on the front page of the Detroit Free Press, a piece written by Brian McCollum, pop music critic, Detroit Free Press, USA Today Network. In the headline, "The Man Who Makes the Tunes Pop with the Booms." And there's our good friend Tony Michaels. So either pick up a free press or look for it online. Congratulations, Tony. You never get as much credit as you deserve for all the good things that you do. And now we're already looking forward to America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. And for that matter, we'll, of course, have the, what else? Help me on this, Mike Parsons. What do we have before the parade? We have the, I can't
say that one more time.
Oh, the thing I emcee.
Hunger Free in the D.
No.
Oh, the Hobnobble Gobble.
Hobnobble Gobble.
We'd get there some. We'd get there eventually. Things.
Yeah, Hobnobble Gobble.
You're in too hot a demand.
I'm a little busy. I just got another call from somebody for something from Ann Arbor, and I'll do what I can do. You know, I continue to. It gives me joy to help people who are in need. I wish I could write big checks, but I'm not rich. There are a lot of people we know who write big checks, and I think that's fabulous. And believe me, if I could, I'd write big checks. But I write them with my ability to get in front of a microphone and help them raise money. Ron Robinson is here, state representative, Republican from Utica, former anchor and reporter at WJR. And we're going to talk about the framework for the 2027 budget reached by the State House and Senate. But I first want to ask you, Ron, as a guy in the political business, what your reaction is to the communist, anti-capitalist, anti-Semitic politicians who are now what we used to call the Democrat Party in New York City.
Yeah, it's puzzling. First off, thanks for having me on. It's good to talk to you, Paul W. Yeah, sure. It's kind of a mess that way. It's a bizarre dynamic that's been created over the last 10 years, and I'm puzzled by it just as you are, sir.
I just don't understand. You know, especially at a time when we are reminded by people who come and visit our country for the World Cup just how great they're finding America and Americans to be. We've got this nest of people in specifically New York City and elsewhere that somehow just don't see it. They don't get it. They don't accept it.
I see it every day because I sit next to, and I'm not going to name names, it's not important, but there's a legislator who's Jewish, practicing Jew, and she has to sit behind another legislator who puts a Palestinian flag up at their desk. It's a weird dynamic.
Jeez. Oh, man, oh, man. All right. Well, let's talk about what we asked you to come on and talk about. As House Speaker Matt Hall says, a framework for an agreement on the 2027 state budget is signed as talks continue with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. What can you fill us in on from your bird's eye view?
Well, it's very exciting, Paul W., that we have a budget framework that's been signed off by, as you mentioned, the governor, the Senate, and, of course, the House. And it's very exciting for Michigan taxpayers, too, because there's going to be no tax increase. There's going to be no rating of the rainy day fund. And at the end of the day, we're going to have a smaller budget than we did last year. And the things that we are investing on, like roads and our education, the ROI is just through the roof. So I'm very excited about the basic budget framework that's set out, and then now the real work begins as far as ironing it out and dotting the T's and getting it with committees. And I know I'm meeting with Senator Hertel in the next couple of days to iron out the military and veterans budget. So this is going to happen very rapidly. But at the end of the day, I could not be more pleased that we got the budget framework set, agreed by all three prongs, and we should have a really strong budget that's less than last year in the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Well, that was the next question, Representative Robinson, because the legislature has, by law, set a July 1st deadline for finalizing the budget each year, but there are no penalties for missing that deadline. And I think the 2026 budget wasn't passed until early in the morning, October 3rd, which is pretty far from July 1st.
Yeah, we were here that very late that night. But to your point, you know, I think Speaker Hall in one of his press conferences laid out a couple of days ago that I don't think there's been the July 1st reached in quite some time. I think even under the Democratic trifecta, I think they were talking July 15th, July 16th. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm more focused on the specifics of each of my budget and the overall budget framework than I am. As you mentioned, it's not going to be anywhere near that. I predict that this is a question I get asked all the time. When's the budget going to be done? And I don't have a crystal ball, but I'd be shocked if it wasn't done in the next couple of weeks.
Another quick note, Ron Robinson, state representative, the Republican from Utica, former anchor and reporter here at WJR. Yep. So much excitement. We're still feeling it with the F-15EX Eagle fighter mission. Really sending shockwaves of optimism throughout our state, in your own words. And the fact that Selfridge is back is a big deal, and that's weighing heavily on everyone's mind in a very good way.
Absolutely. These 21 F-15EX fighter jets are state-of-the-art, among the best fighter planes that we have in this country, and they're going to be residing at Selfridge, creating some new jobs. I think there'll be a lot of technology and industrial companies that move into the area because of it. But, you know, I know a lot of me and my other counterparts are talking about $850 million of economic impact every year. I project it's going to be more than that over the next several years. This is going to fan out into the entire mitten of the state, and it's just a big win for Michigan all the way around.
And we'll end with that happy news, Ron Robinson. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you, sir.
State Representative, Republican from Utica, former anchor and reporter at WJR, Ron Robinson. At 128 on WJR.